Welcome to the first ever Knight Rider Online podcast. Fuzzy Dice here. If you're a Knight Rider fan, you're going to love what we're about to cover in this podcast. The staff and a couple members were lucky enough to get up close at Comic-Con. I'll let you in on all the secrets later in the podcast. Lots of great info on the new kit and changes in the upcoming series. Want to have your car talk like Kit? Stay tuned and I'll tell you how. And you won't believe how easy it is. This year's Gumball 3000 had a little surprise when Michael and Kit participated in the event. Mr. Rally, don't worry, there's a Knight Rider Festival coming up next year. Many of us have the four Knight Rider seasons on DVD. Now you'll be able to buy a complete box set with cool Kit scanner light with sound. TV shows on DVD.com announced it not too long ago, and now they have the cover art preview online. The set will be 24 single-sided discs, and I assume will be Region 1. This set is due to be released on October 21st and will sell for around $139.98. Speaking of art, Knight Rider Online is looking for a 3D artist to create two versions of Kit for the front page of the site. If you want to help out, send a message via KnightRiderOnline.com.
Michael, where would you like to go today?
Gee, let's see. A good fast food restaurant would be nice, Kit. At least I bet that's one thing Michael would be tempted to say. I would just love to have a talking Kit car, but they're so expensive to create. For those of us who can't put together our own replica, Mio has the answer. Soon, you will be able to buy a Knight Rider GPS system that will give you directions in Kit's voice. The Mio GPS is featured packed and comes with pre-recorded names so that Kit can address you as something other than Michael. The Knight Rider Online crew got a close-up view of the GPS at Comic-Con. It even has Kit's scanner lights. Check out our videos and reviews of the Knight Rider GPS on YouTube. The Knight Rider GPS will retail for around $269.99 and is available for pre-order from places like Radio Shack. The best part of it all is that it will be released on the same day that the new Knight Rider series airs, September 24th. Keep up to date on the latest news about this GPS on themioblog.com. Kit and Michael appeared in this year's Gumball 3000. David Hasselhoff was on hand to drive Kit during some of the event. Kit was decked out in gold and black Gumball 3000 stickers, kind of reminiscent of Slam and Sammy's stunt show Spectacular, though Kit looked much nicer in the Gumball event. The car was mostly driven by a guy named George. George was on hand at the end to do an interview, which is available on YouTube. He told us some of the adventures of driving the car. It was his father who worked with David on the Night Rocker tour, and it's said that this car was from that tour. Unfortunately, Kit's fuel pump died out just before the end, and he had to be pushed the rest of the way. It was kind of neat, though, to see these guys in black jackets with gold Knight emblems pushing Kit. You would almost think techs from Knight Industries were on hand. We didn't find Bonnie or the semi, but I'm sure they were on the way, right? You're probably wondering about this theme tune. It was played during the unveiling of the all-new Attack Kit. I'm hoping they use this tune on the show, too.
Well, they use quite a bit in the commercial, sounds like.
I'm quite excited about the new changes in Kit. I've always liked the Mustang, but they just keep making him better. He's now got blowers on the hood, thin tires in the front, wider in the back, kind of a mix of a 70s muscle car and the Fast and the Furious. And there's even Lamborghini doors. The whole car looks quite different now. The only thing I didn't like was the huge park bench spoiler. Gary Scott Thompson was hosting the unveiling, and he assured us that there's a good use for this spoiler.
We want to point out a few features. I know online some people have been talking about this spoiler back here. not just a spoiler, this is actually an air brake. This comes up and down, and the brake goes forward to slow this car down. It goes about 377 miles an hour.
In addition to Gary Scott Thompson, Justin Bruning and Deanna Russo were also on hand, and the three of them tossed t-shirts and baseball caps out to the folks. Kitz himself even interacted with the crowd. Afterwards, the Knight Rider Online crew got a special tour of the attack kit. Neil asked Gary one question that was also on my mind. What's up with the Cobra emblem on the car? Personally, I thought it would have to been a Knight emblem, maybe slightly redesigned. Well, Gary let us in on a little bit of the new history on how Knight Industries evolved.
Tell me about the Cobra, like, because the original was about, like, the Knight.
Right. Well, the KR is only not only Knight Rider, but Knight Research.
Knight Rider wasn't even mentioned in the Knight, so that was kind of fun.
So, but that's our little ode to the original, which is how do we get in there without actually, you know, mentioning it. So it's Knight Research and Development, so that's what the KR is for. And these hats are actually from the set, from the guys that are in the kit cave.
Mechanics
and stuff walking around. So Wardrobe sent them up, and they're the original, you know, hats.
So the Knight Foundation still uses the Knight?
The Knight Foundation, yes, they still use that, but we find out through the mythology what sort of happened with, you know, Knight Foundation, and you know, it's been 25 years and where that's gone, and Knight Industries is actually a bigger company and corporation now than it was before, and they do a lot of things, which you also find out, and this is actually just one portion of what they do.
There's been a lot of new stuff revealed at the Comic-Con panel. Gary Scott Thompson and Paul Campbell started off the Knight Rider panel, and Justin Bruning and Deanna Russo joined them later. We've learned that NBC has given the new series approval for 13 episodes, and then we'll decide if the series should continue. The writers have already planned out how the storyline will continue for the next two seasons. As you'd expect, Justin Bruning was quite honored to work with David Hasselhoff in the movie. Many fans would love to have the original Michael Knight return on a regular basis. Well, he will, sort of. First is a change for Mike Tracer, which is revealed that he will be calling himself Michael Knight in the series. Gary told us that he was at breakfast recently with David Hasselhoff, and they talked at length about the possibility of David doing more appearances in the series. However, due to David's busy schedule, it was agreed that he would be brought in only in a special episode that would further enhance the Knight Rider mythology and storyline. The writers already written 8 scripts without the original Michael Knight's return, so it will be a while before this will happen. If it does, I can't help but to wonder how they'll handle Michael Knight and Michael Knight. There will be other new characters introduced as well, including technicians and workers in the new Kit Cave, which is like a satellite information center where Kit will be upgraded and maintained. The cave is indescribable. You'll have to see it to believe it. Or you can cheat a little bit by looking for the video on YouTube. On the topic of comebacks, some fans wonder whether the original Kit will reappear in the series. If you remember, they showed the original Knight 2000 disassembled in the movie. Gary said, and I quote, that he sees no reason we can't see the two Kits side by side. Another anticipated return is that of Carr. Some of us fans are wondering if our favorite evil menace will return. Gary was not very specific in answering this, but he did say that there will be some type of dark or evil Carr story at some point. He didn't come right out and say Carr himself would return, though. Many speculate that Carr won't be returning, but another new evil Carr would be around to give Kit trouble. I'll still hold out hope for Carr to arrive. Though I know I probably shouldn't for obvious reasons. Okay, good. He didn't turbo boost into my wall. I guess it's safe to continue. Speaking of turbo boost, will the new Kit be able to do this? We didn't see this at all in the new movie, and many fans missed that. We were assured that yes, there will be turbo boosting in the new series, and quite a lot of it. And the car will in fact jump. The Comic-Con panel audience were treated to a 2-minute teaser of the new series, and there was quite a cheer when Kit transformed. You can now see this in a commercial posted recently on YouTube. It's been said that Kit can also transform into a Ford F-150 pickup truck. Well, I guess that's fine for off-road stuff, but I still can't get over the idea of Kit transforming into something that is so different from his normal style. The attack kit is about as far as I thought they should go on that. Otherwise, it seems like Kit is mimicking Attack Beast on Team Knight Rider. Oh, I get it. Attack Kit, Attack Beast. Anyway, there's also been some talk about what type of new merchandise and toys folks would like to see. Some suggestions included a Kit Cave action set, a lunchbox, and what successful show didn't have a lunchbox? And even a PlayStation game was requested. Personally, being a model kit builder, I would love a 1 to 24 or 1 to 18 model kit of the Attack Kit. The Knight Rider Online crew got some exclusive interviews with some of the cast and crew backstage. If you'd like to see more, stop by the Knight Rider Online forums or take a look for the interviews on YouTube. You can search for the Knight Rider Online channel or Sue's Shadowy Flight channel. That's spelled S-H-A-D-O-Y-F-L-I-G-H-T. To learn more about the Comic-Con and see photos and videos of the event, check out the Knight Rider Online forums and news page. The Knight Rider Festival is coming up next year, and there's expected to be some kit replicas at the event. It's open to all Knight Rider fans, and replica owners are encouraged to register their cars. The event is tentatively scheduled for March 20th and 21st, 2009, and will be held in the downtown Las Vegas area. There will be car shows, a kit cruise, stunt show, contests, and celebrity appearances to be announced. For more information, check out the Knight Rider online forums and also KnightRiderFestival.com. Well, that's it for this podcast. I wish to give a huge thank you to Neil Epstein, the owner of Knight Rider Online, for letting me do this podcast and for the great work he does. Also, a big thank you to Michael Pajaro, Sue, and Victor Cross, who were also reporting from the con. Some of the clips in this podcast were from Michael and Sue's videos. Knight Rider Online would like to thank all who participated at the Comic-Con and our forum members for keeping us all informed. I would also like to personally thank Alan Huffman of AnotherCrappyPodcast.com, who created some of the music that was used, and also for his encouragement. In addition, other music used was created by yours truly. And don't forget, the new Knight Rider series will air starting Wednesday, September 24th on NBC. Check your local listings for the time. Goodbye, everyone, and thanks for listening.